In other words, when Esther says, we're still not very good delegators, we've kept too much on our plate. And she usually says that at 3 o'clock in the morning when they're up against a deadline. We're keeping too much on our own plate. And then, well, that feels terrible because that's negative emotion. That's fanning the flames of me not doing what I've said I need to do. And then one or the other of them will start making a long list of things that they used to do that now they don't do that other talented, willing, loving people are doing. And they say, before they know it, they're saying, what are we talking about? Look how good we are at this thing that we are complaining about not being good at. We're really, really good at it. And this experience is just reminding us we want to be a little better at it. But you don't get better at anything by beating yourself aside the head and neck with a club, they say. So, want to talk about something specific?
Making my business make money instead of me just working.
Listen to your words. It's all right. You said, making my business make money instead of me working. Now, those are only words, but they're full of vibration. Mm. And so think about it. Does making sound like assertion or allowing?
Assertion.
Does making sound like law of attraction is the engine in it, or does it sound like you're the engine in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So ask, who's the engine in all of this? In other words, did you hear us as we were talking about this vibrational escrow that you've put all those pieces into over time and the swirling energy that is it and law of attraction's response to it? Mm-hmm. So what do you think's making things happen? Is it you or is it law of attraction?
Law of attraction.
And is it you right now, this red hot minute, or is it what you've put there piece by piece by piece by piece by piece by piece by piece? In other words, can't you feel a certain pride and accomplishment in what you've put into your vibrational escrow, that perhaps is the thing that we most want to convey to all of you in these hours that we've been together on this ship. We want you to garner your own sense of this incredible creation that you have already created. We know you keep saying, well, if that's true, then where's my stuff? And we say, it's over here. It's swirling in the ethers. And you say, that's the problem. It's ethereal. I want it to be material. And we say, it will be. It is. It is. You've just got to allow a little more. You've done your work. Now you've got to find a way of being proud of what you've done and expectant of what you've done and eager about what you've done instead of comparative about what parts of it have manifested and what parts of it haven't. In other words, you have to take the emotional journey. You have to let your vibrational escrow be your feeling place, not your seeing place, counting place, participating in the... Do you know that everything that everybody wants, all of this wonderful potential and creation, potential in terms of manifestation, creation in terms of it's already there vibrationally, every bit of it, the reason that you want all of it, the money, the increased business, the more customers, the more time to enjoy it, the comfortable people to assist you in the accomplishing of it, the reason that you want all of that is because you know that you will feel better when you have that. And all we're asking you to do is to try to use the power of your mind, your imagination, your words, your ability to envision, to get over there and feel it before it manifests. That is the only secret to creation. You have to find the feeling place of your creation before it can manifest. So when you're complaining about not enough business or not enough money or not enough time to enjoy what you've created, when you're beating the drum of those things, you are doing the opposite of what must be done. You must find the feeling place. You have to pretend it as it is done. If you are waiting for your lover to show up, you are wanting to get over there in that vibrational escrow and make love to your lover. Get over there in your mind. Go to the movies with your lover. Go to the beach with your lover. Reach out and take your lover's hand. Feel the emotions that move through you when you are loving someone and they are loving you back. Conjure the image that evokes the emotion and changes your vibration and allows what you want.
Is that how it happens in 30 days? So you can change something in 30 days is to do the vibration in your mind?
You have to get inside the vibrational escrow and feel what's over there. Okay. And most of you have been